turns out that the public interest becomes key to the whole thing. If we look at the Michael Harvey and Gerald McManus issue, where they revealed in the Herald Sun that Cabinet was going to put back the proposed increase for veterans' entitlements, the two reporters went to jail, and the judge convicted them and fined them $7,000. That's a question as to whether the rebuffing of veterans' entitlements by the government is a public interest issue. I would argue it is. I would argue that the more information we could get, the better our society is, the more democratic it is, and all that sort of business. So I'd argue for all cases which are borderline, go with the ability of the reporter to release the information.
Having said that, can you give an example of a case where a confidential source was used by the media where it wasn't in the public interest?
Probably the most recent one is the WikiLeaks case, that they revealed those, I think it was 20,000 documents, confidential US military documents, which were subsequently found to give the names of Afghani civilians who had collaborated with US forces. And that puts, therefore, the lives of those Afghanis at risk. So the revealing of that information by WikiLeaks was clearly unethical, even immoral, because they did put people's lives at risk.
So two different sets of laws have been proposed by the two major parties. The Labor Party have proposed that whether a source should remain confidential should be at the discretion of the judge, while the Coalition have proposed that it should be presumed a source should remain confidential unless another party can prove why they need to be identified. Which of those two approaches do you support?
It does come down to this question of what the public interest is. And that makes it very difficult. My own belief, summing up, that the release of information which is about wrongdoing is okay. Neither the reporter nor the whistleblower or the leaker should be liable for any prosecution. But if the reporter is just revealing information that you could argue is not in the public interest or is detrimental to the public interest, to us individually and collectively as a nation, such as the Cameron Stewart or the WikiLeaks one, then I've got to go along with the legislation that says the judge must make the decision on where the public interest is. Having said that, it is not easy to make that decision. I hate to say this, but I tend to go along with the Labor Party's thing in that they put the public interest issue in there, whereas the Liberal Party has said anything goes.
Do you think it was almost politically convenient for them to promise this now, right before the election?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. And the two positions are reversed in what you would normally think. The Liberal Party tends to be more conservative, in fact, it's called a conservative party, and therefore would stick with the status quo that we have now, and the Labor Party would be more open to change. But in fact, on whistleblowing issues, we, that's me and my colleagues in Whistleblowers Australia, have found that the Labor Party itself is also not that liberal. By liberal, I mean smaller liberal, not that free to or open to change. And why this is a bit of a conundrum. We have also in our whistleblower protection laws in Australia some of the weakest legislation in the world.
A law like Labor's, where it is left up to the discretion of the judge, do you think that could potentially stop some people coming forward with information they have about corruption?
The major reason why people don't blow the whistle is that they don't think anything would be done. There are some very august institutions, the Roman Catholic Church, for instance, which has covered up pedophilia for years and not done anything about it, right? And the studies say that the people don't the whistle because they think the organisation will cover it up. The second reason, the second most common reason, is they believe they'll get into trouble. There'll be some action taken against them. And there is evidence, research evidence, again, good, solid evidence, to show that, yes, they are discriminated against if they blow the whistle. But there are other factors also at work. So if a person doesn't reveal the information because of fear of retribution, that's wrong, and our legislation should change that. We don't have that legislation at the moment.
With the internet, anyone can leak information and publish claims made by a confidential source. So do you think these laws should apply to people on the internet, like bloggers, as well as the journalists in traditional media?
Oh, no, a blog is public information, so the information should be put to the same test as previously. So if a leaker has a blog, or he passes information, she passes information to a person who has a blog, right, and the blogger puts it online, that is the same as a journalist, and therefore the test of public interest should still apply. So if the blogger reveals information that is wrong, then he or she, the same way as a journalist, should be in trouble and should be taken to court for it.